Okay, so we are starting part two of the conversation. And Zakaria, please go ahead with your next question.
Yes, so do you have any regrets?
The regrets we have from time to time, and I can quote a simple regret which was not very important, but yet which affected in my life. One day I was traveling by air in the aircraft. I asked for water, and the first time the boy who was serving didn't come back with water. And second time I asked, and the third time I asked, and third time was my tone wasn't polite, and I regretted for being harsh, and that is one example of the regret which makes you feel that you shouldn't have done that.
Well, that's a good lesson. Okay, go ahead.
What are you proudest of?
Were you?
What are you proudest of?
Say it again.
What are you proudest of?
Proudest?
Say it loudly.
What are you proudest of?
Oh, I am proudest, proud of my wife and my two children, who are the best gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me. And they carried themselves with dignity and kindness and treated me well in life. And that's what I am thankful to him for.
For your future generations, is there any wisdom you want to pass on?
Future generations? A message?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. The best wisdom, best point, the wisdom we can think of is all written in the Quran, and also supported by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Quran al-Hakim is the book of wisdom, and I wish and pray to everyone of the Muslim brothers and my own children to benefit from there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the wisdom to understand the Quran.
What was the biggest challenge you overcame in life?
Biggest challenge, difficult to realize and understand, but I can just quote, it's a simple challenge I had faced in life, which may not be the biggest. I was working in South India for a plantation company, Brookbonds. And they took very, very good care of me. And I was getting promotion after promotion. And there came a stage when I had to decide the change in my career. So my decision was to say goodbye to them and come to U.S. for betterment of my family. When I told them I want to resign and go, they gave me, the general manager, the managing director, and the director from London, the three of them stayed for 3 days in the plantation for waiting for me to reply that my decision was final and I was to be let to go.
That's quite amazing. The leaders of the company giving all that much time to Dada just because they didn't want him to leave. That's something of indication of his goal in life, to be respectable and to be an honest person with integrity. MashaAllah, may Allah bless you for that.
How did your parents' death affect you?
How
did your parents' death affect you?
How did your parents' death affect you?
Well, when the mother passed away when I was 15, 16 years old, there was a tremendous shock, and that was the biggest of experience of my life. And when my father passed away another 12 years later, and by then I had matured, and I had to realize, I understand that there is something one has to accept it in life. Whatever the consequences are there, there is no other choice. So parting with my parents is to be not easy, but still to be accepted.
What were the hardest times in your life? How did you deal with it? Do you think the hardship was good for you?
What was the hardest part of your life, and do you think it was good for you?
The hardship, when it comes in life, which you don't like, you deter to think, but when you pass it through with patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the reward, the sabr, the sabr is about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who are patient in life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supports them. So that is what you have to remember all the time. And that however the tough the time is, there is also always, you have to have faith and confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in life.
And that is all the questions.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Zakaria. Thank you, Daddy. Jazakallah khair. Thank you for your effort and your time. And we appreciate, alhamdulillah, the time we have spent together this summer vacation and the time we have had together in our lives also. Alhamdulillah, thanks for this as well. And indeed, as a closing remark, I would like to say, even though this interview is between Zakaria and his grandfather, that you have the thing that I appreciate about our lives together is that you have sacrificed above and beyond all of your comforts and your own priorities. You have made decisions only for myself and my sister, even though it came at great cost and great difficulty when you didn't have to do it. It was at a time in your life when you could have stayed in India and been comfortable, and still maybe education and other things might have also taken care of themselves, but you chose the difficult path so that you could get the most benefit for your family. And this is something very honorable. Indeed, in your life, you have done things that any time anybody said anything to me about you, it was something good, mashallah. I never heard anything otherwise, in any other way, mashallah. So may Allah bless you and give you jazai khair for all the good things you have done. And indeed, we ask for his mercy and his forgiveness. So, inshallah, we look forward to coming back. Today is our last day in the U.S. We have to leave this afternoon to go back. And we look forward to coming back, inshallah. Next year, Zakaria will have more questions. And Zakaria will interview his dadi as well, inshallah, next year. So, let's hope for the best, inshallah, and come back with khair and afia. And we wish you both dada and dadi the best until then. As-salamu alaykum. Do you have any closing remarks?
Well, I can't think of any, so not really.
Okay. By the way, dadi has also been here sitting in the interview, and we hope next year, inshallah, we will have again a separate conversation with dadi and Zakaria to ask her about her life and her things that are important to her. Jazakallah khair.